It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight. Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest, how are you?
I'm very well, Jackie. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so happy to have you on the show. And Richie, you joined the band and toured first rather than writing and releasing an album. How did having that touring cycle under your belt benefit the whole Redeemer of Souls writing and recording process?
I think it was a really valuable experience, really, because as you know, when you're on tour with five or six guys and a crew, you get to learn, you know, people's characters pretty quickly. It's quite a condensed way of living for an extended period of time. So, you know, you kind of get to build trust and, you know, listen to others' opinions and just build like a real sense of camaraderie over a relatively short space of time, really. So that when you go into the studio on a creative level, all opinions and, you know, stuff is listened to and accepted. If you've got an idea or you don't like something or you're pushing for a certain idea that you really believe in, you've already built up that camaraderie and that trust that you can put your ideas forward and be comfortable with the fact that they're going to be listened to and appreciated, and, you know, you return that favor in kind.
The new Judas Priest album, Redeemer of Souls, is out now. Here's another tune from it, Dragonaut, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. Richie, creatively, Judas Priest typically worked as a songwriting collaborative between Rob, Glenn, and KK. Now being the third man in, was there a consciousness on your part about maintaining an established style, or was your input just a pure flow of creativity?
Well, I mean, I've been brought up on a healthy diet of Priest and Maiden and UFO, Lizzie, and bands like that, you know. So they all, you know, when I was learning how to write songs and creating different parts and, you know, textures musically, those were the guys that I looked to for inspiration and how to do it. So I kind of had a masterclass in how to write metal songs, if you like, from the masters. So when we got in the studio environment, it was very much organic and natural. I didn't have to put on a different hat or write in a different way. I was brought up on these guys, so it just kind of came out of all of us. And also, we were all kind of, you know, me and Glenn particularly, and Ken, were rooted in the blues, like Hendrix and Rory Gallagher. So we come from the same background to some degree. And then, you know, they went off on their metal path, and I caught on to that as well. So again, it was a very natural process that we didn't have to really think too much about. It just let the creativity flow.
Full Metal Jackie, Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest on the show with us again. Their latest album, Redeemer of Souls, came out this week. Quick break still to come. Joss's weekly pick from the pit. Also going to get to new music from Suicide Silence. More with Richie after this. Coconut Dracula from Islander, those guys out on the Mayhem Festival. It's Full Metal Jackie, Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight, celebrating the release of the new Judas Priest album, Redeemer of Souls, out in stores now. Richie, is there an even greater rush of excitement when you know your creative ideas will be brought to life by a band the caliber of Judas Priest?
Well, you can always hope that the ideas you bring to the table will make the record or will even, you know, be considered for the record. But that moment when you've got some guide tracks down, you know, you've got the skeleton of the track there, it might need some refining, but the actual, you know, the nucleus of the song is there. And you might have had the riff for 6 or 7 months, you might have come up with it in your kitchen or, you know, your living room or whatever, you've put it down. And that moment where you've got Rob Halford coming up with vocal ideas for it, and, you know, you're sitting there thinking, this riff that I just had a few months ago is now becoming, you know, something much more than just an idea. It's becoming, you know, almost like a painting with sound, if you know what I mean, especially when Halford gets on it and Glenn gets his, you know, his stamp on there. So there is a genuine feeling of excitement. I've got a few recordings on my phone, actually, where I've put the phone on record while we were in the writing sessions, because I just couldn't believe, you know, some of the stuff that Rob was coming up with. And it's kind of distorted and it's really bad sounding, but you can hear those songs being born. And it's just, you know, some of it ended up on the record, idea-wise, I mean. Some of it didn't, or we changed them and, you know, swapped bits around. But just that instant spark is, you know, on a crude recording device is just a really exciting thing for me, and a great feeling when you're actually in there.
Still to come tonight, we're going to check out new music from In Flames. Also, Cannibal Corpse. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Stick around. Strapping young lad, that was Almost Again. We heard new music from Suicide Silence, that was Ceased to Exist. Full Metal Jackie, Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest is on the show with us this week. And Richie, what surprised you most about the way this band goes about writing and recording music?
Right from the beginning, the thing that surprised me was that after a 40-year career, they're still listening to the new guy, if you know what I mean. Everyone listens to everyone. And it could be a situation in some circumstances where it's a bit of a dictatorship, you know. There's one or two guys that call the shots. This is what we're doing. This is how it's going to be. But from day one, from the early, you know, rehearsals to before rehearsals even, when we were going through stage clothes, it was like, what input do you have into your stage clothes? What design you want it to be? In rehearsals, it's how can we change the songs? How can we interpret, you know, put our own stamp on them in a different way to make it exciting? What set list, what should we leave out, put in? And even on a live scenario, you know, how can we make this more exciting and, you know, a better package for the fans? Right up until the studio recording, that kind of mentality just transpired into that environment, and it was very inclusive. And I think, you know, when all your opinions and all your ideas are listened to and you're asked for them and they're heeded and considered and all that sort of stuff, I think it can only benefit the whole, you know. Whatever industry, whether it's the creative industry or whatever job you're doing, if you're a part of a group, listen to everyone. It can only benefit the good of the whole, you know what I mean? And I think that was a big lesson to learn. It wasn't, I'm Rob Halford, this is how it's going to be, or I'm Glenn Tipton, and I've been doing this for 40 years, so this is how this riff's going to be, and like it or lump it. It's like, what do you think? And that's a big lesson that I learned, and it was a great thing to take from that experience into the future.
It's Full Metal Jackie, quick break still to come. The Death Clock, brutal pick of the week. Going to check out new music from In Flames and more with Judas Priest guitarist Richie Faulkner. Throwing Stones, that was the end. It's Full Metal Jackie, new music from In Flames in there. Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest on the show with us. We're celebrating the release of the new Judas Priest album that came out earlier this week. It's called Redeemer of Souls. And Richie, you had talked earlier about sometimes when you're in the studio just sort of rolling tape, and I've noticed on Instagram you're pretty good about tracking what's been going on out there. And I have to imagine you have some really good Rob stories from your time.
Absolutely. The great thing is when, you know, I'm involved in this, you know, the whole promotion for the upcoming Redeemer of Souls record. So because I was involved in the writing and in the creative side of the record, I'm now out with Glenn and Rob promoting it. So a lot of the time they're talking about stories from before that I haven't heard. So for me, it's like an exclusive interview session with two of my heroes. You know what I mean? So I've got some great stories. Just listening to them and obviously being with them for the last few years. They're great guys. I mean, you know Rob well, and you know, they're just characters. They're normal people, but in other ways, I mean, they're gods, and they're rightly where they are in the scheme of things. But it's just great to see, you know, they are who they are because of who they are deep down, and that's just like me and you and everyone else on the planet, really. Just normal people with good values and great creative minds.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. The Death Clock, brutal pick of the week, and more with Richie Faulkner up next. Full Metal Jackie, Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest on the show with us, talking about the brand new album, Redeemer of Souls. And the band recently announced a 21-day Cannibal Corpse. They're out on the Mayhem Festival. That was Sadistic Embodiment, new music off their album, A Skeletal Domain, which comes out on September 16th. Full Metal Jackie, Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest on the show with us. And Judas Priest will be hitting the road again later on this year. It's been 2 years since the final date of the Epitaph tour. Richie, what have you missed most since then about being on stage playing these classic songs?
Well, I mean, I think I speak for everyone when I say we do it for the live scenario. You know, I think Priest has always been a live band. We love getting out there as individuals playing and as a group playing. And especially, I mean, from my point of view, playing these classic songs is just a dream come true. So I miss, you know, I miss the traveling and seeing different countries around the world and meeting different people from different walks of life and different countries and all that stuff. But obviously, first and foremost, it's getting up every night and putting those, you know, doing justice to those songs the best you can. And now, you know, with the tour coming up in the fall for Redeemer of Souls, you know, we can't wait to get out there again and put these new songs out there to the metal fraternity. And hopefully in 20, 30 years, they'll still be out there. You know, the songs will still be as big as, you know, Another Thing Coming or, you know, anything like that. So when we write these songs, when these songs take on their shape in the studio, and again, they might still be the skeleton of the song, but they're instantly recognizable as, oh my God, we've got to play these songs live. You know, we can't wait to play March of the Damned or Halls of Valhalla or Sword of Damocles, you know. So Priest is a live band, and when we write these songs, it's just instant that we've got to play them live. So we're really excited to get out into the US and beyond. I hasten to add, you know, we haven't put the plan together yet, but we will be branching out, obviously, into 2015. So watch this space.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Richie, and congrats on this new record, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Jackie. Thanks for having us.
Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.